Yeah, I don't trust myself. Only on those big old spongy ones, and those I can recognize.
Yeah.
Boy, they're dandy. If you get them fresh, if they start to dry, anyway, I don't think they're much good.
Oh, I'd imagine they dry pretty soon.
If someone does you a favor, you say you're what to him?
Oh, obliged or obligated.
If I hold my pencil way up at the end, I can write a long ways away. Do you have owls around here?
Owls?
Uh-huh. What kinds do you have?
We have the old horned owl. We used to call them a hoot owl.
That's a big one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we have a little screech owl.
Uh-huh. And do you have that bird that will hammer holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Yeah.
Red-headed.
No, I lived in the apartment house, and they put some new ventilators up. Big old shiny aluminum ventilators.
Yeah.
Had a crazy woodpecker that discovered these cells and came over there as soon as the sun came up in the morning and fight that other woodpecker. Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. You did that every day for a month.
That's what they call a yellowhammer, too.
Now, that's not the regular woodpecker, though. The yellowhammer's not. They're a different bird to that. They have a yellow spot on top of their head where the red woodpecker's head's red. He had a red spot.
I had a visit, one of those visiting out here in the yard the other morning. He was out there just working on one of those old trees.
Hmm.
On those walnut trees where the limb would break off, there'll be the knot, where it's damaged wood.
Mm-hmm.
While they work in there?
They drill for insects, don't they?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Take them out of the tree?
Well, that thing is just sitting back there, and I didn't think it could have been a thing working that way. I bet he pulled a worm out of there that long.
Huh.
Undoubtedly. I wasn't close enough to see just how long the thing was, but anyway, the way he sat back on it, I know he pulled something out of there. And
tell me, when he pecks on that wood that way, that worm will stick his head out the hole to see what's happening. He's watching for him. Lick him up.
He just stirs him up. It's like putting a pitchfork in the ground and then beating the handle for worms, huh?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
They tell me that's really it. Now, it looks kind of reasonable because he'll get up there and he'll hammer away and hammer,
mm-hmm.
and directly he'll stop. If you watch him, he's liable to get a worm the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
He knows he's coming out that hole.
I know they can certainly make a racket.
Yeah, they can make a racket. Well, that worm becomes disturbed. He won't see what's happening. If there's a house, he crawls out there and sticks his head out the door, and he just done the wrong thing.